Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the first chapter of Mark. This reading served as our gospel lesson today. We'll look at that again starting at verse 9. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open, and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." This is God's word. Well, Christmas is over. Even the wise men have come and gone. The decorations are put away for the most part. And we risk putting the purpose of all of that work away as well. Jesus has come. But for what? In real time, some 30 years pass between the first Christmas and Jesus' baptism. So it's a good thing that the church year fast forwards us to the Jordan River, so we don't lose sight of the purpose for Jesus' coming. John the Baptist baptized lots of people, but the baptism of Jesus is absolutely unique. And if you're a baptized Christian, you are connected to this baptism. This involves you. Whether you're conscious of it or not on a daily basis, this baptism change the course of your life forever. When Ed Koch was mayor of New York City, he was famous for hitting the sidewalk and asking his constituents, "How am I doing?" He took his cues and set his course and his agenda based on their replies. He was pleased when the people were pleased. Jesus comes to the Jordan River in today's gospel reading, and he's going to find out who's pleased with him. And he's going to choose very carefully where he stands. Out there on the banks of the Jordan River, all sorts of people came to John for a life-changing experience, a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Other people came to John in order to criticize him, to question the need for such a baptism. They stood on heritage. They put their weight on performance of religious laws. But then Jesus comes to the riverbank, and look where he stands. It's not with the self-righteous religious people. Jesus stands with the sinners. Jesus came wanting baptism like all the others who had come under the threat of God's wrath. And at first, John wanted no part of this. And he had a point. In and of himself, Jesus had no need for what baptism gives. But Jesus makes a point too. "I will be baptized because I have come to stand with sinners. I have come to be sin and shoulder that burden for everyone." And this conversation ends with Jesus standing with sinners in the Jordan water and getting covered by the water of the Jordan, which has the sin of the world attached to it. Now some will say Jesus has blown it, mixing with this crowd. They'll continue to tell him that along his three-year path. If Jesus asked them, "How am I doing?" they'd be happy to offer their critique. But that's not the approval Jesus is looking for, or values. As soon as he comes up out of the water, a heavenly voice rings out, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Not just anyone. That's my Son. And not just pleased, well pleased. Now you can understand if the folks on the riverbank were a little stunned or confused by this. Their hopes and dreams for the Messiah, many of them were quite extraordinary. And Jesus just looked like an ordinary person. But whatever people thought about him on that day, do you see what's happening at the river? God the Father is taking his stand with Jesus. The Jesus who takes his stand with sinners. Are you following that line of connection? Do you see how completely involved you are in this long ago baptism? Again, that day when Jesus was baptized, God the Father took his stand with his Son. His Son, Jesus, the one who takes a stand with sinners, which means Jesus stands with you. And he stands with me. You have hard evidence God loves you and is well pleased with you. It's these words from the Father. It's the gifts that Jesus gives, that he purchased, and that he transmits to you through baptism. This is the ongoing blessing of baptism in the life of a Christian. And we need that ongoing blessing so badly. And here's why. We are always looking for proof that God loves us. We're always checking. You may do this whether you realize it or not. We're always looking for that proof. We're always checking. But what are we checking on? Where are we looking for that proof? Don't we normally look for it in our life circumstances? Don't we usually say in one way or another, well, work seems steady. My health is okay. People in my family seem to be doing well. So, God must love me. He must favor me. He may never say it in those words, but maybe subconsciously that's a thought that you have. But do you know the danger in doing that? The danger is, what if work becomes a problem? Or I don't have any. What if my health suddenly takes a nosedive? What if my most important relationship begins to unravel? If you interpret your circumstances as the only proof that God loves you, do you see what that'll do? You'll be all over the place. You'll be on a roller coaster ride just depending on how things happen that particular day. And worse than that, when the circumstances really don't fall in your favor, you'll begin to question, God, do you really care? What's the use of following him if bad things can still happen to me? Have you ever wondered that? Well, this is the point. If you are looking for proof that God loves you, circumstances are the wrong place to look. There's a better place to look. Look at Jesus standing there in the water. And because you were baptized, and because he was baptized, because you were born again by water and the Spirit, because you were adopted into the family of God with water and God's name placed on you. You can say, yes, I am going through a difficult time. I'm completely stressed out, but I know I'm baptized. I know God is standing at my side with His strength to hold me up even through this. Yes, I am struggling with doubts and fears, but I'm baptized. And if I'm baptized, I belong to God. And if I belong to God, I know He's not going to abandon me. He's promised. Do you know how to do this? Can you apply the gospel to yourself this way? Can you say, yes, I am facing a crisis. Yes, I am fighting for my life. And I'm baptized. Jesus stands with me. Because of Jesus, I know God loves me and is well pleased with me. The blessing of baptism is realized and released in you when you remember it and learn to rely on it. And you can learn to rely on it. It is not impossible. You can learn to habitually look past circumstances and put your full weight on what Jesus has done for you and what He's transmitted to you through holy baptism. And when you do that, when you learn how to live in that grace, that gives you a poise and a confidence and a balance that nothing else can give. Nothing can take this away from you because nothing can change the fact that Jesus came to stand in the water with you, stand there right next to you. And you know what happens? Your Heavenly Father looks at the two of you there, standing there together in that baptismal water. And do you know what He thinks? You are My child, whom I love, and I am well pleased with you. There's nothing for you to prove. Nothing you have to perform. Jesus proved it. His performance is the only one that counts, and His was perfect. Never-ending love, strength to persevere, even courage in the face of death are being poured into you because Jesus stands with you. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we offer a very simple prayer this morning. Remind us daily that we are baptized, and because we are baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we are members of Your family. And help us, Lord, to think of what a complete and utter gift this is. How generous You are to make those who previously were enemies, not just friends, but members of the family invited to join You around Your table, made heirs of all that You have. Father, by Your Holy Spirit, just help us to remember. And where there are those who are not baptized, Lord, perhaps use this message today as a way of whetting our appetite for Your gifts, which are so sweet and so fulfilling. Lord, teach us the art of living in our baptismal grace. Through Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen.